Today is Sunday, October 27, 2019, and this is the new moon session on the day of Diwali, the Festival of Lights, and it is really percolating. It's even more than percolating. It's like this effervescent, like excited energy that's going on through me right now. And we're starting because Angela came on with Kelso. For those of you who don't know Kelso, oh, by the way, my name is Debbie Moran, for those who don't know me. So for those who don't know Kelso, he is a cat. At least he appears to be, he says. So he showed up, and I just felt his whiskers right away and his beautiful presence. And at first I was like, Kelso is really present, and he's really going to be the anchor for all animals. And then I felt, and then Ann shared with me he's been through some struggles with the move, and I thought, he's not here to hold space for other people. He's here to receive. Mm-hmm. And so that brought about a dialogue where Ann shared that that's a dynamic she would like as well, to be self-centered, and I wrote self-center. Everybody breathe that in. Self-center, you know, who here, besides Angela, Kelso, me, and I'm sure all of you, who here has been holding space for everyone else even when you think you've been holding space for yourself? Alone. And there's a state of confusion kind of circulating around and clearing up around that, because we're always holding space for everyone else, because we are everyone else. We are all just one. And yet there is a perspective that somehow gets misconstrued and mistranslated in the through the filters of all of us, through the filters of culture, through the filters of ancestry, through the filters, a multitude of filters that say, but if I'm holding space for, I can't hold space for myself and others. So it's like this yo-yo or this kind of seesawing kind of energy I'm seeing around that of, what does that mean about holding space? And maybe it's not about holding space anymore. Maybe those of us who are really good space holders, it's time to learn to be present instead of carrying the baskets on our heads and on our shoulders and on in our arms of others. Oh, that's so beautiful. I literally see that. Us, you know, different cultures where in Africa, in different cultures where the baskets are like you have I don't even know how to describe it, but the baskets are coming from the shoulders and hanging down the sides, and we're walking and we're carrying these, and it's like buckets of water, but really it feels like I see all of these souls and all of these people and situations in these buckets, as well as then I see the carrying of on the heads, and it's the same thing. We're carrying products, but really in that product there is a sense of heavy responsibility, heaviness in terms of, wow, it feels really heavy to carry all of this. It feels really heavy to hold that space. And even in the space around us, I, for one, have spent the multitude of my life in this time frame, this life, of holding space for others. And I was proud of that. Anybody here has ever been proud of that? So I was proud of holding space for others. And maybe it is a beautiful offering, yet when we don't understand it in the way that it's coming through now, in the way that it's coming through, and this is really not about holding space. It's about being present to everything and everyone in such a way where it's not clinging to us like static cling or hairballs. Thanks, Kelso. It's just being present enough to let life flow and to maintain an open heart, to let love flow even in the presence of something that feels wrong by judgments of the mind, that feels painful, again, through judgments of the mind. So it's like really bringing the mind into alignment with that bigger picture in such a way where it's opening up, expanding the horizons, and allowing the curiosity to unfold, allowing the curiosity to be, to simply be, allowing the curiosity to simply be in such a way where you don't have to figure it out. You don't have to hold the space. You don't have to, I don't have to do this for somebody else. We get to be in such a way where we get to watch the miracles unfold around us, and we get to be present life in such a way that we get out of the way. It's like we get out of our own way. And suddenly life flows. Not that it's ever not flown. It's just that we've often been absent from the awareness that it's flowing and that we don't have to control anything. We get to be in that flow and in those connections as we come together in and out of each other's lives, and like weaving a thread of awareness to, it's almost like fiber optics, weaving a thread of awareness to where the communication networks become more apparent and less entangled in all that parental lineage, not making parents wrong, not making ancestors wrong. In fact, the ancestors are surrounding us now. Tanya shared a video of a Native American prayer, and in that there is a dynamic of let's invite the ancestors in, because our ancestors, and you've heard me say this before, our ancestors do not want us to keep repeating their mistakes. They want us to create and live a better life than they were able to. They want us to wake up to maybe what they weren't aware that was possible consciously enough to overcome the obstacles of the times. So it feels like now is the time. Now is the time. So amazingly beautiful. Now is the time. That is the only time. Now. And instead of all of those have-tos, I want you all to imagine, if you get to stand up or if you want to dance it out, I want you all to imagine all the buckets you're carrying. Whether it's on your back on a backpack, or whether it's on your front or on a fanny pack, or on buckets, or in turbans, or on baby carriers. Imagine all of those buckets of holding space and bless them now. And imagine this amazing vortex of energy opening up now so that you can bless them and let them be in the vortex. Let them go. Put them down. Quit carrying them. And start allowing them to fall away like water that refreshes and rejuvenates and cleanses. Nice. So guys, that's how we begin tonight. Anybody want to add something before more comes in? There's a whole lot like percolating. It's kind of like lining up and just waiting to come through. But I felt like somebody needed to say something.
So this is Angela. I would like to add something else. Right before the call, I had pulled a card, just kind of a tarot card. It was just a question of, you know, what do I need to know about this moon cycle?
Are you okay with me repeating your question since we're doing Facebook Live now and people can't hear you?
Oh, yeah. Sure, sure. I drew the moon card.
Nice.
And I was like, okay, so I need to know about, so for me, the moon card, of course, it's the different phases of the moon, but it's like, what is illuminating? It's like all that's not yet known. So, you know, there are things that are evolving and being created, and there's a lot coming in that is not yet known. And so it's just kind of like what you're saying about being present in the now, letting it unfold as it unfolds.
Beautiful. Give me a second. I want to repeat all that, and then you tell me if I need to add anything. So Angela is on the call with Kelso, and Angela drew a tarot card before the call, and she drew the moon card. And what it came through for her, and you tell me if I'm saying this wrong, Ange, but basically what came through for her in that interpretation was the moon, it's about illuminating those things that are unknown and essentially being okay with the unknown. You said a whole lot more, but I forgot those words.
Well, then circling back to what you were saying about the now, it's like being okay with letting things reveal themselves as they, you know, like in their own time, like as, and being present with that, not trying to rush ahead, because I know a lot of people do this, and I do this. I try to rush ahead. I want to know everything before I get there, and this is really a time of, you're going to know it when you need. It's like a need to know basis, you know.
Exactly.
It's like when it's ready to reveal itself, it will light up for you.
Nice. So I'm going to just say that. So it's really about like when it's ready to be revealed, it will light up for you. Is sort of like a need to know basis and being okay with being present to the moment, being present now and allowing the unknown to reveal itself in divine timing, in its own time.
Yes.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So I'll be doing a lot of breathing in this session. I've recently discovered breathing through another friend of mine who's on the call, Linda, and a group we're working with. But not that I didn't know about breathing before, but I've been reminded of it enough that I'm practicing it every single day as often as I can. And it really allows the emotions to synthesize themselves, and it brings you present. And it really goes back to that baby breathing, like when we were babies and you're laying in the crib. You probably don't remember this, but I know that your body has that sensation. And this, if you've ever watched a baby breathing in a crib, watch them just breathing in through their little noses. And their bellies just inflate. And then just gently opening the mouth a little bit and exhaling, and their bellies go back to where they started. That is a simple breath, and it will do wonders in helping your diaphragm synthesize your emotions. And you're actually, essentially what we need to do in our entire lives is digest our emotions, our experiences, our entire lives. And many times when we get involved in situations that are stressful, because our filters have interpreted them that way and they're not the way we want them to be, then we hold our breath. And that very act stops the flow. It's like a log jam in a dam. And we want to remove that log. And we want to be able to digest our entire life so we can take in our experiences of all of life, be present to that flow, digest, assimilate, eliminate. Which is really tap that into your head, your heart, and your belly, because that's what we want to do. We want to take in our experiences through our senses, and we want to be able to feel them. And then we want to be able to digest, assimilate, eliminate. So you guys all may have great bowel movements tonight. All right. I love this. I'm not putting anybody on mute right now. I'll put it on mute if I need to, but so far, so good. Anybody else have something to offer? Your presence is offered. I thank you for that. But what I meant is, do you have anything you need to say? Okay. Then here we go again. So I feel like we are surrounded by our ancestors. I feel like we are surrounded by the energies of all of creation. And it's almost like they're very curious. Actually, they're very grateful that we are actactually aware that they are there, that they are part of us. And there's a curiosity of, who wants to come next and who wants to say what and what's going to present itself and how are we going to receive this? And another angel card just came out and said, add me to the mix. And it's light. It's light. So, no, Norman's going to put it up to the camera. The angel card is light, which makes perfect sense since we're in the dark of the new moon and today is the festival of lights. How amazing is that? We couldn't have a better contrast for the way we perceive our lives. So there's a still point here. So everybody just breathe with me. And I feel like we're making some links and connections with the senses and the brain. So we're working in the brain, in the midline of the brain. And it's the nuclei of the brain. Interesting. Don't ask me what it means at the moment. It will let me know as I remember, or it will just say simply, let it be right now. So we have that midline, the nuclei, and we have the corpus callosum. We're working in the midline, the sagittal suture of the brain, of the head, and inside those connecting hemispheres, that corpus callosum, that cingulate gyrus, those hemispheres of the brain, allowing them to expand. So it almost feels as if there is a literal expansion and creating of space and this sensation of kind of going into the crevices of the folds of the brain and kind of scraping out the plaque that has rigidified in our thought processes and in our belief systems throughout the entire brain, creating space, opening up the folds, removing the plaque, and then easy water. For those of you may get tired of hearing me say this, but I'm going to say every time, I love easy water, you guys. And easy water is very pivotal in terms of coming in to help cleanse and repair. And there's kind of a dynamic of repair what? There's nothing to be repaired. And that is true in the truth of creation. But in the relativity of creation, our brain needs an upgrade, essentially. And it needs an upgrade in terms of creating. And we talk about in science, they talk about the plasticity of the brain. I've never liked that term, plasticity of the brain. Anybody know about plastic? You know there's nothing permeable about plastic. It's very moldable, but when it gets molded, it doesn't let anything else in or out. So I don't see the brain as plasticity. I see it as dynamic evolution of creation, awakening to new perspectives and new connections, and the connections are going on in our brain and amongst each other, amongst those of us on the call and those of us on the call energetically, and those of us who aren't even aware of the call but are aware of the energy and available to that energy. So it's making all of these connections throughout this creative perception of time and space, throughout our global planet and even beyond, but throughout our planet, to bring an awareness of we are one. All of a sudden, I just saw, anybody familiar with that song, We Are the World? And it's recording, it just showed up here. All of those actors, all those singers showing up singing that song for us. And those that are on the other plane now are reminding us, remember, remember, just remember. It's almost like I almost wanted to add, remember something, and all I heard was, stop, remember. That's all. Remember. Remember who you are. Remember who you are. Let go of what you're not. Yes, that's so beautiful. And this is the time of Scorpio and the deep dive water sign. Not that all signs are, not that everybody doesn't do deep dive, but Scorpio thinks it does deeper dives than anybody else, so it's really like tapping into that energy for revelation of truth. And I know you all heard me talk about revelations in the past, but I really, that we are in the time of revealing, the time of revealing that unknown, which is really known but forgotten, really known but hidden by our own filters that we put into place unknowingly. Kind of like an exercise in futility that we established for ourselves, where we had to actually work through all of this stuff to remember that's not who we are. Takes me to the heart and the gut. So now I'm at the heart and the gut brains. And I'm feeling a heaviness. So there is a heaviness. Ah, interestingly enough, it connects to the neck and the reptilian brain at the base of the skull. So this heart and gut brains are feeling put, and I don't want it, like they don't like to blame, but there's this sense of heaviness in those patterns. So we need to connect the brains, the head, heart, and belly, but we also need to connect the cervical spine, the central nervous system, the spinal cord, the reptilian brain, the pons, the midbrain, the medulla, all of those survival parts, all of those parts that cause our bodies to function and stay alive. We need to connect them to the prefrontal cortex of our brain, which is that evolving part of our brain that is forward thinking, that is social thinking, that is peace oriented, that is unity oriented. And even as I say unity oriented, there is an old perspective of what unity oriented means, and it's coming through our political environment at the moment. And our political environment, by the way, is us. It is not out there. It is us. So it is about integrating that aspect of our political environment in our brains and bringing that forward thinking, that peaceful thinking, that unity awareness that is about true unity, not about forced unity. Not about forced unity. It's about the realization of what we were given, or what we represent, or who we are in so many words get in the way, but it really is tapping into that dynamic of the truth. This is the time of truth. Not that any time is not the time of truth, but now is the moment of truth. Now is the now of truth. And even as I say that, I get a pain in my side, in the left kidney, the moment of truth, in the both of the kidneys, because this is the moment of truth. How many of you have ever heard, this is the moment of truth, and it has come through an experience of, now you're going to pay, because this is the moment of truth. You've been caught. That causes a lot of pain in the back, in the kidneys. So it's like, okay, so where is that plugged in? It's plugged in through the kidneys and up through the spine, into the central nervous system, up into the brain, into that part that I was talking about that feels like it has an iron claw around it that won't let go. So we're just going to be here with this until it lets go. This is swirling around into anxiety in the heart because there's this sense of strife. Okay, so this is weird, but what's weird? This strife is really coming right now into strife in the heart, nausea in the gut, the image of the four horsemen from the Christian perspective of the four horsemen, the apocalypse, the end of the world as we know it. And that is basically a misunderstanding of the mind. It is a grip, a stronghold of old paradigms, historical imaginings, historical hysterical imaginings, hysterical funny once you realize there are imaginings, but hysterical history. So it's really a grip that has control or has maintained control up to now of our senses, our filters, our individual perspectives in such a way where we have been so easily manipulated. Ow. What is that? That's the arms. It's like pains in the arms. It feels a bit like, oh, this is interesting. Like hanging on a cross. First thought that came to mind was puppet strings. Then it went to hanging on a cross. It's like just showing me different modes of this sense of, everything's out of control and I have no power here. Breathe into that and tap that in, please. And I love it. We're in the time of Diwali, but we're also in the time of Halloween. And what I'm feeling right now is a big mask that is acting as our senses, the filters of our senses. And in this mask, it's a massive mask, actually. It has different shapes, different forms, different colors, different ideologies, but it all is a mask that is obscuring our ability to relax in the moment, is obscuring our ability to simply be with ourselves, knowing we're never alone, we're always connected, and to also be with each other. And there's something more we need to remove. Again, it's still, it's located around the shoulders. Ugh. So I'm just being with that, feeling that, and feeling an image of broken wings.
And feeling that.
An image of broken wings. In other words, a sense of lost abilities. Lost dreams. Lost. A sense of feeling lost. And grounded. Ah, but not grounded in a good way. Almost grounded as if we lost our ability to fly. Because our mind took that on in terms of flying and thoughts and losing our ability to be available sensually, to be available sensually, to be, have that 360 degree awareness, and even greater, because it's much greater than a degree. There is no such thing as a degree in true awareness. There is simply awareness. But we need to peel away the mask to pull off the capes of despair. So it's like wings, but also a cape, like pull off the capes of despair. And let ourselves be lit from the inside out, not as if we're going up in flames. My sister tried to call in the middle of the session. Not as if we're going up in flames, but as if we're being lit up by the reality, the truth of the light of our being that is the essence of who we all are, which is love, only love. There's only love. There's only light. They have different names, but only that. And it's time we, I love this. So for everyone on this call, thank you, thank you, thank you for showing up. Because what I'm feeling right now is a call to action for all of us. And what that means is the call to action is to be present. The call to action is to no longer censor yourself in terms of playing small, to no longer censor yourself in terms of the truth of who you are and how you are in the world, to no longer hide in the darkness, to no longer stay in the shadows. It's really about this new moon is really showing me quite clearly. Shadow is simply a reflection of the light. You all know that. And now it's time to just recognize that and not judge one or the other. Simply let it be you and me, and you and me as we. I like to play with images. And there's a sci-fi movie called The Guardians of the Galaxies. I love it. It's funny. It's out there. But to me, there's a lot of truth to it. There's a character called Groot, who's like a tree creature. And he only says, "I am Groot," for everything that gets interpreted in other languages, usually English in the movie. And he ends with, "We are Groot." Same thing as we are one. We are Groot. And the beauty of that being in that metaphor of his being is if something breaks off, it regrows. Meaning, not if you let baggage go, you get another bag. I think that's been an interpretation we've been carrying way too long. And we've been all putting down our baggage and then going to the next stop and picking up new baggage. Oh, so it's like, okay, so I'm not going to pick up my old baggage anymore, my ancestors' old baggage anymore. So, but wait, I'm connecting with this other person or this animal or this tree. And wait, there's a bag there. Let me pick it up. So I'll carry other people's bags. Other situations bags. I'll carry the political environment's bag. Ooh. I invite you to set it down and watch it dissolve into the sands of time. Because this is the metaphor I'm seeing of time right now. It's showing time is like literally the statement sands of time. It's like the sands shifting, not just through the hourglass, but through our lives. And the ocean that is true life coming along and just washing it clean over and over and over again. So each moment, wave comes, new moment. That's what we are in metaphor. That takes me to the elements and the climates. There's a lot going on in our world right now with the elements. The elements are speaking out loudly. But they're not speaking out violently. They're just speaking out. They're just saying, hey, hey, pay attention. Pay attention, pay attention. And we start running around. We pay attention, but we don't pay attention by listening. We pay attention by running scared. Back to the gut. Gut brain. Bringing us center. Back to that, thank you, Kelso. Self center. So bringing us back to that hara that is the center point of the body in terms of the moving point of the body. The hara is right below the navel, and it is our central axis. It is what we move best from when we breathe into it. When we're not centered in our hara, we are obviously off balance, which ultimately feels very stressful and sometimes feels like an injury. Which is really a stabilizing thing. Norma keeps telling me, quit holding the line, but I realize I'm very kinesthetic, so I hold things. So, Am I? I don't know. But that's my history. So perhaps I can change that. But really, this is the holding spot. And this is the remembering. And everybody tap that in. For those who don't know body talk, this is a way of helping the body to remember. Actually, it's more a way of calling the energy to the body, to that level of awareness. Also in quantum physics, it creates scalar waves, which do something. Something just shifted. Back to the brain. Hypothalamus. Which is the moon, by the way. Hypothalamus. So it feels like with this particular new moon, working with the hypothalamus, not that each time is not different, it is, but it feels very, very different in terms of so much more presence, a deepening of the awareness of the moon with this new moon in the hypothalamus. Which is also our subconscious thinking, our belief systems. Oh, I love it. I see a bindi here, which happens to be my thumb at the moment. It's highlighting. I'm going to say it again. Highlighting. The awareness of the moon as she speaks to us. The awareness of the feminine energy. That is being called down into the hypothalamus and down through the depths of our being into the cells. And every fiber of our being, which again is opening up passageways, making new connections. So even in the fascia, which by the way is outside of us as well as inside of us, because the fascial network is a communication network. So it's really opening up those pathways in our bodies and in the body of the world to bring us more connections, more levels of awareness. More lights being turned on in the dark. Oh, I love it. More lights being turned on in the dark. Boom, 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 boom. And this is in the darkness of the constructs of our minds. Something else. We're working with the senses. I mean, not just the senses. Yeah, we are. We're working with the senses, but we're working with the elements on all different levels. So senses and elements at all different levels, which means physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. So levels of physical, emotional, mental, etheric, all of those different ranges of energy, vibrations, and waves and frequencies. So working with all of that, and we're working with the sense of taste, the senses like smell, the taste, the hearing, the sight, the touch on all of those levels. And right now there's a really bitter taste coming up. It's almost like a, like there's something that needs to be purged. And I do not do this at all, but there are certain ceremonies where people do, and they do purging, which they call vomiting. And it feels a bit like that. I have no desire to partake of that, but that's what this feels like. It feels like a purging from the gut membrane and the microbiome, just saying, we just want to get rid of all of this poison. And if we can't process it, we just want to spit it out and let it out. Oh, and that's showing me that many people are doing that unconsciously, and that's the ugly words and the hatefulness and the injurious thoughts and perceptions. That's the poisonous energy, that toxic environment that has been basically congested in our senses, in our throats, in all of our senses. And that's part of that peeling, needing to peel out that toxicity. Because some of that, but it needs to be processed and assimilated, and most people aren't aware of that. So they're getting stuck in the regurgitation of it. Many of us are getting stuck in the regurgitation of life, the regurgitation of history, the regurgitation of pain, the regurgitation of disagreement, the regurgitation of what's wrong in our lives, and the regurgitation of what's wrong in the world. A lot of regurgitation. So we want to take that consciousness of regurgitation and swallow it. So it's like, I want you to see it like a big handful of bleh. So in a way, it's like we are doing a ceremony, but not like with drugs. So I want you to take all of that stuff that's been percolating in your mouth that you've been wanting to spew out into the world from your senses and your perception and your point of view and your judgments about the world, and swallow what you can of it. And breathe it in and tap it in. So you don't have to vomit it out anymore. So you can digest, assimilate, eliminate, and allow it to fertilize new growth in your life, in our lives, in our world. It's okay, Kelso, to spit up a hairball. You can't digest that. And you're not supposed to. So it's like taking all of the stuff that you have seen and been holding on to and clinging to that's wrong, or that you felt kept you trapped and limited and in pain, and claiming it and swallowing it and then just letting it be processed through the body. And it doesn't have to take weeks, months, years. Just let it come through your digestive system. Let it come through your energy field in such a way that in the next 25 hours, like with meridians, it just kind of goes through your body and you have a great poop. And suddenly you wake up and the world looks brighter, more vibrant, more alive. More vital, and there's more room and more space for you in your own life and in your own being, which then creates more room. It's not a competitive more room. It's not about expanding to the point where there's no room for anybody else. It's about expanding and lightening yourself and your load so that you are more available. Your cells are more pliable, more permeable. Your thoughts are more pliable, more permeable. Your opinions are less important as you breathe into the simple act of being present. And everybody breathe into that with me. And as we do that, I'm tapping that in. You're welcome to do that for yourself. And this is how we end this session, through the simple act of breathing, of smiling, of lightening, the simple act of being present. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
I love you. Thank you all.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome. Yes.